Do we have a staff presentation?
Yes. Okay. So good afternoon, or good evening now. I'm Stephanie Brown with our contact center in our city manager's office. And so today we wanted to give you a demo of C-Click Fix. As you know, the City of Columbia utilizes a contact center as a central source for processing city information. We process over 70,000 customer interactions for anything city, potholes, streets, trash, airport, events. The 70,000 doesn't include every communication channel, as some of our web reporting forms go directly to some of our departments or to the subject matter experts. But we do need an enhanced tracking system to be able to properly process these interactions. Proper tracking provides reporting, baselines. It identifies any recurring issues that we might find. So if there is something going on in the same area, it helps us and the other departments identify that maybe we need to add maybe more communication or we need to focus on that area. We also want to make sure we're always enhancing transparency to our community. So that requires tracking and communication and clear visibility of city information. It is our citywide goal to track most requests into one system so that we can have proper reporting and quick access to reports. So it is important for us to have one system. Currently, we are using a system called Tyler 311, and it has worked fine for the past few years internally, but we have recognized that we need a public-facing portion for this system so that citizens can, on their own, take a look at the requests that they put through to the city. They can track the status of the requests, they can see what department maybe it's been sent through, and then also the process or the progress of that request. The current system also has limited ways to track citizen requests from the public view, in that the only way to do that right now is through our MyComo app, where citizens can input their own requests or reports of things like potholes and streetlights, and they can get limited information back on the progress of that report. But we want a more robust report or system to be able to do that. So we do need a proven system. The city manager has identified C-Click Fix as a robust system that has all those elements that we're looking for: the public-facing side, more functionality, enhanced reporting measures. He has seen this product used in several communities, as several of us have seen it used in several communities, so it does have some robust features that we're looking for. So I wanted to introduce you today to our team, zooming in virtually, from Civic Plus, who have the product C-Click Fix, and so they're going to provide a demo today. So I'll turn it over to Eric to introduce his team.
Okay, well, thank you, Stephanie. And I want to appreciate everybody's time tonight. I realize we are a little bit of a time crunch, so we want to kind of get through introductions very quickly. But first and foremost, I appreciate you guys taking the time to meet with us today. As far as introductions, who's here today? Myself, Eric Peterson. I'm the account executive for Missouri, and I represent C-Click Fix. We have Sean Brady and Beth Farino on called our solutions engineers. Sean Brady will be leading us through the demo today. And then I also have my sales director, Andrew Shetty, on the line as well. What we're trying to accomplish today our main objectives are going to be to show you our two-way communication solution to help your citizens have a better experience, streamline internal workflows, increase staff efficiency, and provide transparency so your citizens can track requests start to finish, as well as voice concerns. Anything that you need them to let you know, we want to make that very easy for them to do. So we're going to show you C-Click Fix Pro today. I do have a few cities. I know Stephanie just mentioned, but in the effort of time, I'll just show you a few logos here. Some of the main ones in your territory, your state would be Lee's Summit, Springfield, Joplin, as well as some major cities like Houston, Texas, Memphis, and Las Vegas as well. So without further ado, I want to just get ball rolling right over to Sean and let him kind of get started on the demo. Sean, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
All right, good evening, folks. Thank you again for your time. Is everybody able to see my screen okay?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, wonderful. So this evening, I'm going to do a high-level overview of SeaQuake Fix. I'm going to give you from the constituent perspective, but also from your staff perspective. And I want you to take away for this evening is for you to see that it's very easy to use for staff as well as your constituent base. So one of the very first things we do for efficiency is we import your shapefile. We want your exact geofence. So when folks are reporting things to you, these are things that fall under your purview. We can do that and do that triage with the system automatically. And if there are things inside your geofence that you are not responsible for, we can have the system automatically respond to let them know who, in fact, will deal with those specific issues. Once we have your geofence in place, we would then work with you during implementation to choose and add and adjust and update any types of request categories that you would like to have public facing. It's important to note that SeaQuake Fix allows you to use this public facing, but also internally and private as well. So if there are other use cases for HR requests, IT, items like that, you can also use the system in that fashion. Now, when it comes to your request categories, you have the flexibility to create as many categories as you like. You can automatically submit those to route those to the appropriate channels. So the constituent doesn't need to know who fixes these items. They submit it, they have that easy workflow, and our system will direct those specific requests to the appropriate departments. We also have internal service level agreements. So when we do talk about the request category, if you decide that if somebody reports a pothole, we would like to take some type of action within a certain time frame, and if we don't, let's have the system send us reminders so nothing falls through the cracks. You can have as many request categories as you like. You can have internal by department if you like, private channels. You can also enable and disable any category you like seasonally. And you can add as many unique questions per each request category as you like. System is very, very flexible. Now, from a constituent's perspective, a lot of our clients have different needs. And some of those clients would like to have that interaction, that initial interaction with SeaQuake Fix be directly within their website. We will take SeaQuake Fix, we will put it directly inside your web portal, and you can decide what that initial interaction looks like. It may in fact be a map that shows all the items that you deemed not to be private to show to the public so they can see the things that are going on in your neighborhoods. You may wish to start with a list of request categories instead. And then we also have clients that like to take the request categories and mix it in with their content and their design. So you have lots of flexibility on what the initial interaction looks like. I'm going to show you what it looks like right now for one of your constituents to put in a request to you. And it doesn't matter if they are on your website, if they are on the SeaQuake Fix mobile app, if they are on their own mobile device. Their interaction is going to be exactly the same, okay? In our system, we use Esri vector mapping, so it's incredibly accurate. I can search by address, I can drag and drop the pin, I can switch the mapping layer if I wish. I can click one button and it will geolocate me right where I'm standing, so I don't even need to think about address. I click one button and it knows where I am. Once I've confirmed that location, that is when the system is going to give me a list of request categories to choose from. And when I select one of those categories, that's when that category structure is going to take over. It's asking me if I'd like to attach an image. I can go ahead and I can attach an image here if I'm reporting graffiti. I can go to the next step. This would be any of the questions that you thought were relevant to ask. Your constituents would give you details. You asked what type of service this was on to help your staff mediate this issue. And then, of course, the last step here, depending on how you structure your account, you can allow folks to submit as a guest, you can require account creation, and you can make those decisions on a category by category level. I'm simply going to submit this request to you, and in return, I'm going to get a unique ID number in the event that I need to follow up with you. Now, that request that I just submitted now is going to show up on a map because it wasn't something we deemed private. But if you have other back-end systems, it's important to note that SecretFix will have seamless integrations with more than 25 different software programs. Okay, these integrations are done, they're ready to go, and they're ready to be implemented and plugged directly into your SecretFix account. Now, we made it easy for your constituents to submit requests to you. Every time a request comes into the system, it's going to come into the same channel inbox, although it is going to notify those individual departments that an item has come in, just like this graffiti request that we just submitted right here. With our system, you have the flexibility to assign it or reassign it. Okay? Maybe depending on workforce that day, you may reassign it to somebody else. Everything that happens in the system is kept in a standing record. Okay? When the request came in, when you acknowledged it, if you inserted a prepared response or you free typed a message, the system is going to capture every single thing that happens as it happens. Now, anybody who reported this and anybody who's decided to follow along with this is going to get a notification every time you make a public-facing action. That public-facing action could be a simple comment or an update. It could be an acknowledgement or a status change. Okay, so when I go ahead and I work through this and I end up closing this out, this is going to update the record. It's going to update the constituent, anybody that's following along, and it will also update the map. The map will have a color change on that location. It will show the status that's been updated, and that will stay there for 7 days and it will automatically archive, and it will be available for you for metrics and reporting for as long as you'd like it to be there. Now, we also understand that regardless of the number of methods that you give your constituents to report items to you, they're still going to call on the phone. Our system has a call taker interface built right in. And the best part of this call taker interface is you could be a day one employee. You don't even need to know which department fixes the issues. You just need to start to capture the information, choose the appropriate category, and as you do, the call script is built for you.
That list is so out of date.
You can ask the constituent if they'd like to be notified or kept in the loop, and if they would like to, you can capture their email address and they'll automatically be subscribed to this item. If they don't want to, that's fine. You can notate this for reporting purposes that it was a phone call request, and you can log the request. By doing it this way, it keeps everything in a singular system. We follow the same process every time, and we have the information that we need to generate our reports and our metrics. We can search, we can filter, and we can visually see any of these items if we'd like to as well. We can narrow it down to geographical ranges, and we can go ahead and see what each one of those items are. Now, when it comes to reporting, just know that you have the flexibility to view this in many ways. It can be a graph view, it can be a chart view. I can automate my reports. I can automate reports for a very specific geographical area and send it to a very specific person. I like to think of every Monday morning before the staff meeting to automatically send a report of anything that's overdue. Another flexible item with our system is the ability to create and send notices to specific geographical areas for items that you may have happening in your community, things like road construction, water mains. Right? You have the flexibility to do email and mobile push. And for any of those members of your community who have not interacted with you in this fashion, we can automatically display a banner and notice right on your website and tell it when to show up and when to go away. And any of those notices that you build will automatically be sent down for your constituents to view. Okay. Now, also within the system, you have the flexibility to decide to use the mobile app portion. You can, right from the console, update your application, your branding, your colors, maybe for seasonal reasons. But also, you have the flexibility at any point in time to add new buttons to the app for different purposes. You don't have to wait 5-6 weeks for Apple or Android to approve your changes. You can do it right here in real time. Now, as part of SeQuickFix Pro, you also have the flexibility to have an omni-channel inbox where you can create text and email channels if you'd like to close the loop on customer service. Okay? Anytime constituents need to check in to find out certain hours, or they couldn't find something on your website, they have the flexibility, you can create that channel for them to reach out to you by various methods. And our system will automatically start to build the constituent profile and show you all the conversations you've had and anything that they've reported. Okay. Eric, is there anything you'd like me to add? Tell us, sir, we're doing a high level overview.
Thank you, Sean. We were just looking at the time, and we want to be respectful of Columbia's time. So you've done a great job, Sean. Anybody in the room, I know you wanted to save some time for some Q&A. Anything that, Stephanie, if you want to kind of head that up on your end to let us know if there's any questions that we can help answer.
Okay. Can you also highlight the reporting feature by area? Just kind of show that briefly.
Oh, sure, yeah. So if I wanted to narrow it down to a geographical area, okay, so in here I can go to my reporting area, and when I get into the reports, I can either go into specific categories, and I can get granular all the way down to specific geography. So when we import your shapefile in the beginning, you may decide that you have districts or areas or every one of your 200 trash routes. You decide how you want to add those layers into the system, and then we can do targeting simply by choosing those specific geographies.
Anyone have a
question?
Yeah, Pat. So did I hear correctly that if, say, there was an electric service outage in a particular part of the city, that if we had registered ourselves with this app, we would get a notification, a text message that tells us the electricity is out in this part of town and crews are working on it and all the relevant information that a citizen without power would want to know?
That's correct. You can push out a notification of notices, but you can also, on the SeQuickFix mobile app, when you do have that targeted issue like an outage, whether folks are reporting it or whether you're pushing the information out, those folks can stay in touch with the SeQuickFix mobile app.
Could, when you talked about there being public notifications and private ones, could the city also use that if they wanted, say, I think there's some way that I could register my cell phone with Joint Communications so I could be on a text alert. Could this application allow me to register my cell phone number with the city so that I, for that kind of purpose, if we wanted to collect data from our citizens?
So what type of data would you like to collect?
Well, I know that if, and I haven't figured out how, but there's some way I could send my text, my cell phone to one of our call centers, and then I would be able to get notifications if there was a fire or some other natural disaster. Is this a way that using this, that our residents could also register with the city?
That's correct. What they would do is they'd create a SeaQuickFix account, and when they create that account, it's going to ask them for 5 or 6 points of interest. So imagine if you put in your home address, your work, your children's school, the gym, or any places that you frequent. We get to send out targeted messages to those areas if there was something that was going to impact you.
Thank you. That's a wonderful feature.
Stephanie, can I ask, Pat referenced the utility outage map and some of the other things that we have. How does this integrate with some of the other platforms or kind of like important things?
Right.
Does it integrate with those or does that...
Yes, we've identified some platforms that it can integrate with. So, for example, InterGov or the system that Building and Site and Permitting uses. It can't integrate with that. We know it can integrate with ESRI for our mapping system. And there is potentially the work order system, whichever one we did. Yeah.
And CIS. Yeah, we have integration with EAM and InterGov is the two that we were discussing.
Mm-hmm. We also have two different connectors for our GIS ESRI, a one-way connector so that maybe you have specific categories like power outages that automatically feed that data to that ESRI mapping layer. We also have an integration with ESRI if you're using ArcGIS Workforce for dashboarding and work management. That's a two-way communication that works with our system.
And I think my follow-up...
My
follow-up to that is, what's the staff lift for this to get it sort of operational? And then what's the plan for kind of like reevaluating, is it working?
Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead with what you were going to say, and then I'll chime in.
I feel like Stephanie should have the answer to the staff lift.
So you were saying, what's the plan to get staff?
Yeah, like what's the lift, right? You're mentioning that we're having to look at our integration with IT, and I'm just wondering, like, what's the lift for this? I remember when we first started doing, like, Tyler and a lot of those things, there was a lot of work that had to go into it to build out those layers and answers.
So we will be working with our project management team and IT to bring each department on board. It will essentially take the place of our current CRM system, Tyler 311. So we already have departments working in this kind of dynamic.
Okay.
So it'll just be a matter of retraining them on a new system and just re-emphasizing, you know, updating the order, the request, and things like that. So they're accustomed to this.
Yeah.
So it'll be a matter of training and then an implementation plan for each department to bring them on board.
Yeah. And then the second question was, like, then what's kind of like the follow-up on, like, is it operating like you wanted it to? Just knowing if there's going to be a plan for it.
Yes. So we'll look at some performance metrics on this as far as like our reporting system, and then also making sure that the requests are being resolved within the predestinated allotted time for that. So our street lights are being repaired within the time that Streets has said, and we can pull those reports to see if those reports are being resolved in that time. And then that could identify if there's some other issues. Is there a training issue, or do we need to update our service level information to the community, or do we need to add more notes as to say, oh, hey, we have to order some supplies to be able to do this. That's why we're adding an extra 2 weeks to the project.
Okay.
So we use performance measures to look at that.
And we do offer unlimited training as well. And you would also be assigned a customer support representative that would be, you know, checking in and make sure everything's going the way you want it to go and helping you guys out if there are any issues that you need help with.
Any other questions for Stephanie or the SeaQuickFix team? Yeah, Nick.
So if a resident goes into this and they make a report, they'll be able to come back and check on the very thing that they made a report about, and then find out what the status of that is, right?
Correct. They'll be able to go into the system, whether it's online or through their phone, and be able to look at the status, if there's any notes added. So if it is a pothole, for example, that they sent in a request about, if something is keeping it from being resolved within the amount of time that's given to the community, there should be a note in there that says it may be an additional 2 weeks because of this issue.
And this will be, we'll be able to, I think I understood, we could see these things also for, in our case, by ward.
Yes.
So if I want to go in and see what's happening in Ward 4, I can click on these different things and find out what's happening in those different
concerns.
And is this accessible? I know it's accessible by phone. Is it accessible by computer as well?
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
And that's a key point, too, is it'll be a good tool internally for constituent requests so that we can staff can put that into the system, and then you could go in and take a look at the status of those in real time and also give that information to the constituent so they can check themselves.
Could it kick out, like, a report by ward every week?
Yes.
Like, there are 16 things in your ward this week?
Yes.
14 of them?
Yep.
Could this integrate with our snow route software?
Yes, it could integrate with the map as well. It integrates with Esri. Mm-hmm.
So it would show, like, as we're clearing snow routes, like, what's been done and what's...
It may not be able to show real time, but it could show if there's if there's an issue with the file. So if there's some part that we can't get to, we could set up a notification on that.
And if, you know, if certain categories were not implemented in the beginning, it's super easy for your administrative staff to be able to, add another button, add another request. It takes just a few minutes. It's not like a long, drawn-out process to add more categories or to make some seasonal as some for the winter time and not the summer. It's really built for the staff to be efficient, make it easy, but also for the citizens to want to be engaged. You know, I mean, so many requests go unreported because they just can't be bothered by filling out a form, or we want to make it really easy for them to be able to do that.
What's the cost here?
It is, so the first year, which will include the implementation phase, would run for about $41,452. And then make recurring costs after that would be about $58,000.
Is there a term on that subscription, or is it just
usually 5 years?
Mm-hmm. How's that compare to Tyler?
Tyler, because it was part of a package, it is a little more expensive than Tyler. I think the maintenance for Tyler runs about $10,000 a year.
And will this be coming to us as a decision making item, or is this included already?
Kind of have this conversation with the council to see this is what I talked to myself about the tool that I was looking at in order to do better engagement on customer complaints. Because one of the issues that we have is we're not able to close the loop. With this product, we can actually close that process so people can see when they reported it and when staff responded and when staff actually closed it. And the neat part is that you can actually take a look at that. One of the things you see with this map, if you have a map here for a pothole, and if someone wants to go back in, they can see that someone's already reported that, so then they don't necessarily have to do that report because they can already see what someone else has done and get that communication.
So we have about 5 more minutes until our next meeting starts. So for the idea for you then is to perhaps we can think about our questions that we're going to have and follow up before this comes back to us, and then that way you'll bring something back to us on a potential next steps. Good? All right, so Council, you have your homework of thinking about what this means. Appreciate that. Thank you to the team for zooming in to us, and thank you for your flexibility on our time. As everyone, it's valuable and never enough of it. So thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll move to adjourn. We've